Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight. Hello, welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing conversation for you today. The Chicago Fraternal Order of Police have come out protesting at Cook County State Attorney's Office, demanding the resignation of Kim Fox because Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been let go, given a free pass because of black privilege. I want to get in this. Also, Joe Biden. That creeper, you know. Oh, those are forged photos. You know, it's funny how there's just allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. And that's fact. But photos are fake. And women are coming out. You know, women came out against Kavanaugh saying, hey, he didn't do this. He's an upstanding citizen. Women are coming up saying, yeah, Joe Biden is creeping me out here, and my daughter, and I want to get into that. Also, he said that thousands of people, if Trump has his way with health care, are going to die. Oh, wow. Just like Obamacare when you were exempt from it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I wonder why you don't want to be in Obamacare. I'm blessed. But also I want to get into a New Zealand gang leader has come out saying that we're not going to hand over guns. If we're going to attack someone, it's going to be another gang member. We condone what happened with that mosque. We don't want to shoot other people. But okay, other groups are not going to give up their guns. We're not going to give up ours. Michigan commissioner has come out saying that there's going to be no limits if he has his way on THC, because now, well, how much THC do you have in your system and all this? And they say that really doesn't prove how effective or ineffective your driving is. A lot of people who smoke cannabis, actually, it helps them. If you look at, like, Ritalin, it's like pain meds. They help me because I deal with pain chronically all the time. But if you don't have pain, you can get messed up on them, you know, just like anything, you know. And I want to get into that. And also, how did Manchester United fare today against the Wolverhampton Wanderers? I'll get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of and I hope you're doing. I want to thank you so much for kind of joining me on this conversation. And remember, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And I'm alive today. I'm in pain, but I'm alive today, and I got the Lord to thank. And, you know, so what the heck. It's a great day. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in on Facebook Live and all those listening all around the world, you know, because I have listeners from all over. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation I hope you feel a part of. And I really hope you do, and I hope you wake up, and I hope you, you know, see the light. I want to get into this because, as many of you know, I'm from Boiler Country, and we had such a great opportunity to beat Virginia, and they just couldn't do it. They just couldn't get it done. I mean, they had, you know, it's a Sweet 16 and this Elite 8 and all that stuff for a reason. It's called March Madness because it is madness. With 1/10 of a second from half court, it tips off a guy's fingers and goes in. Georgia Tech has won, and the other team is stunned. This was like 8 years ago or whatever. It was stunned. You know, and it's amazing. And if you don't walk out of there with your head up saying, look at what I did. We didn't win, but look at where we got us. Look at where the Lord got us. Then there's something wrong. Because, I mean, you need to have that. You need to give God the glory. I mean, he who boasts, boasts in the Lord. Not he who boasts, boasts in yourself. No, he who boasts, boasts in the Lord. And that's what we got to do. We got to give God the glory, you know. And when you look at all the stuff that's going on in the world, you know, I have a lot of friends that like, well, that just tune out a lot of things. Like, I don't watch news. I don't, whatever happens, I don't care. I don't know. You know, I don't watch the NCAA tournament. And if, you know, I don't, you know, if North Korea was to bomb us, they wouldn't know. You know, and I wasn't, when I lived in Vermont, going to culinary school, I remember one time a dude was like, we're at war with Iraq again. I'm like, we are? And I looked it up on like the, I had a Windows 95 computer. And I had like an old TV. I had a TV that someone threw out. Because like in the big, it was like a, like probably the size of my laptop, my MacBook. That size of a thing, the screen was like a 19-inch like square thing, 13-inch whatever. And in the center of it, they had like the channel number, like 1, 2, 3, big and big red. You couldn't remove it. I found the remote control that I could do the remote. I could change everything. I could change channels and stuff, but I couldn't. I'm like, what the heck? And I got cable for like 3 months. And I was, they said, today we want to look back on the life of the late, great Harry Carey who passed away. Da, da, da. I'm like, Harry Carey died? And this was like, and I felt so out of place because I'm like, we're at war with Iraq, which ended up not being true. And I was so lost with not knowing what was going on that I wanted to be more informed. Like, what is really going on in this world? You know, the problem, one of the biggest problems you deal with is, okay, you have a plot. I'll do a, it's more for the Facebook people, but you can get the idea. Okay, you have a line right here. There's a plot of land right here. This part of it's Pakistan, part of it's Afghanistan. They've been, okay, the Sunnis say they own it, the Shiites say they own this part. And they've been fighting for years and years over this plot of land. And okay, well, I'm Jimmy Carter, or I'm Ronald Reagan, or I'm JFK. Everyone thinks that they're just going to come in and they're going to settle the dispute and this land, they're going to stop fighting over this piece of land that they've been fighting over for 10,000 plus years. It's not going to happen. But that, I mean, because I have so many friends like, well, you know, if the Russia would just leave the state of themselves and US just stay to themselves, and that's not, you know, I've heard, I saw a thing one time where there are people that believe that the Cold War was kind of like faked, you know, that there really was no war. It was just like, okay, we have discovered technologies the US or Russia had, and they were working together to, quote, you know, capitalize on this technology and this stuff that they found. I mean, because I was watching the thing on, hey, you go back to when Jesus was on the cross and crucified till like 1900. And then you go 1900 to now, look at the technological leap we've made that quick. How'd that happen? And there's a lot of people who say that, you know, they've found stuff that they've reverse engineered, you know, whatever it is, or they discovered stuff and to, you know, hey, and let's have this whole war, and everyone's going to be thinking about this war while we're working together and coming up with this these better technologies and this better stuff, and, you know, and it's just amazing. I mean, how many thousands of years? Because I think what I really actually believe is that there's a lot of things that we knew back when the pyramids were built, that technology, you know, things that we figured out, like physics-wise and things like that, that have been lost over time. And now we're just figuring them out again. So I'm like, when I was in Vermont, getting back to my story, I'm like, we're at war? I want to know. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You need to know what's going on. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, Jesse Smollett, those people, he was guilty. He faked this attacks and stuff. This has been proven, but they just dismiss it, let it go. No big deal. And Kim Fox should be held responsible. She needs to resign. I don't get it. If you're guilty, you're guilty. If Trump had done something illegal, then he should be held accountable for it. But he hasn't. I know. Okay, what makes teams play more than they normally do? When you talk about, I guess if you're talking about like in the NCAA tournament or any tournament, I think popularity is a big, I mean, if you're a big school, you know, I think you're gonna like if you're just a little Class A school, you would have to do a lot to impress people to get into the NIT or even the NCAA tournament. And you're not going to play as much, I don't think. And if you have more money, I mean, like Purdue University, for example, they don't have a hockey team. They have like an intramural squad. They don't league play. Purdue doesn't like legitimately play hockey in the NCAA against like Michigan or any of the other big schools. They don't have that type of hockey team. I wish we did, but they don't get to play as often as we do. And I think with when it comes to basketball, it's about money, it's about prestige. And if you're a Duke or you're a Virginia or you're a Tennessee or an Indiana, you're going to get more games than, let's say, a smaller school. And, you know, I think it's great, like when Butler got to go to the NCAA tournament. You know, I think it's great. And so I think you do need to take every school into account, and I think they need to have like an NCAA tournament for like the smaller schools, you know, that may not be these Class A, high end Dukes, Purdue Universities, you know, Indianas, these $1 million schools. They should take like some colleges that may not be, you know, like a Ball State, and some of the smaller schools, and have a tournament for them. You know, but it's just one of those things that I think. Hopefully that answered the question for you, Hiawatha, but it's just one of those things that I've always been fascinated by, wanting to know stuff, because of being the person I am. And when I was in Vermont, I'm like, okay. You know, I even lost track of a lot of sports because, I mean, you're in school all the time in culinary, you know. Hey, you got like 7 hours before you have to be back to class, and not only do you have to try to get sleep in that 7 hours, but you got like 6 hours of homework. Good luck. And we didn't have energy drinks. But it's just one of those things that, like, when you look at like this Cook County State's Attorney's Office and this Kim Fox and what's going on, if you're guilty, you're guilty. If you're not, you're not. I mean, that's what I think is going on, because you still have these people in this country that are like, wait a minute here. Let's go forward here. Well, first of all, I've been watching these lately. I love them because it's like, you know, who do you think is going to win the president? Do you think Trump? No freaking way. Trump win? No. And you know, like, well, my political model is never wrong. Hillary's winning. Yeah. And you have this, all these people that like, well, I never thought Purdue would get as far as they did in the tournament, but hey, you know, and I always thought a number one seed could get beat by a 16 seed, and it did happen last year. I think Virginia has something to prove, because they went out first last year. But my point being is, you have these people that, okay, that are uneducated, because they were told, they didn't do research, they didn't say, well, let me see, are we at war with Iran, Iraq, Chad, Sudan? Let me get on Netscape. Remember that, Netscape? Let me get on AOL. You've got mail. Well, you know, but no one did that. Trump's going to lose, 100% guarantee. They didn't know if he was going to lose or not. They just were told he was going to lose. And now that he won, I didn't mean it. We lost. Oh, my gosh.
How can this be? They told me she would not lose, ever. I don't understand it. Oh my God, Hillary lost.
And then they had to make up some crap because she couldn't legitimately lose to Trump. Trump had to do something, even though there's thousands of videos out there of people just, what you're going to do here, folks, and see when you get a bunch of votes like this for Trump, just take them, throw them away. You know, don't be too obvious, but when you get a bunch, just throw them away. All those videos, all this stuff. Well, is Trump really going to be able to accept the election results? Well, now that Trump won, then they had to make up some Russia bull crap because Trump couldn't win legitimately, and guess what happened? That's turned out to be a lie, and now they're like, oh, that can't be. And now they're like, well, guess what? We got a problem here because we don't believe that, because even if you get the full report out there, I guarantee you they're going to edit it, they're going to cut it and paste it so that it hides the real collusion, because, you know, we can't have real collusion in this country. I mean, Trump really colluded with Russia. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care. You know, it's one of those liberal things. No matter what you shove in their face, no matter how much evidence there, with all these photos of Joe Biden, oh, he didn't do it. It's just one of those things. And that's this world we live in. They need to educate. Like when Cory Booker was out there saying, well, the NRA supports terrorists being able to get guns, and all these lies about the NRA, that if I beat my wife, I can get a gun if I'm convicted of beating her and convicted of battery. I can get a gun. The NRA will support loopholes. Yeah, the loophole is called the black market. Called the black market. I can buy a gun as a felon at a gun show. In the black market. Under the table. It's not going to be legal, but I could do it. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm sure it does. That's just the world we live in. People don't do their own research. That's why I'm going back for so long. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Look it up. Prove yourself. I remember they had this website that's like, things to do with your son and stuff on Father's Day. And shave with your dad and make sure when you're shaving, you try to use as lukewarm water as you can to save your water heater. And make sure that fill up the sink, and that way you don't have to keep water running continuously. And it had all this energy, all this what would you call it? What do they call that stuff? Global warming things to help the environment and all this stuff, and make sure you use soap that's like better for the environment, all this BS. You know, and when you look, and I'm like, no, that can't, and when I looked it up, yeah, it was amazing how much propaganda they had for like this global warming scam. It's amazing. It's amazing, you know, but people don't research. That's why Joe Biden said, well, you know what, if Trump has his way with this health care bill, you know, and his health care, thousands of people are going to die. Oh, well, what, like Obamacare being so great that you exempted yourself from it there, Mr. Joe Biden, and all you politicians? Obamacare being so great that, I don't know, let me see here. Obama, you were exempt? I shut someone up real fast because Obama's the greatest. I'm like, okay, well, let me get this straight. So if Obama's so great, then why did he exempt himself from the very health care bill that he had his name on it? I don't get it. Somehow the Partridge Family bus took off and I didn't get on. There's all this proof of Joe Biden doing stuff and no one believes it. But when you say, well, Trump molested 50 kids. Well, of course he did. I know he did. Well, where's the proof? I don't need proof. I just, you know, if you say it, I believe it, you know. But when it comes to Biden, you can have video footage of him with a 12-year-old girl having sex, and they'd be like, well, that's a lie, whatever. You okay, Fox News, whatever. That's why when people talk about Fox News and say, you know what, they have more liberals, they probably have more liberals working there than any other network. They've always had more liberals, and they are so liberal. not even funny. But, you know, don't worry. No, don't worry, folks. You know, people don't care. You know, thousands of people are going to die because of this health care that Trump wants. We don't even know the health care. They don't even have anything. That's the problem. How many years has it been since Obamacare has, well, okay, if you wanted to get rid of the great health care system we have in this country, how long have they've had 30, 40, 50 years to work on a better health care system. The problem we have with the health care in this country is, too bad I don't have any of my pills on me, I'll pull them out, but okay, yeah, well, if CVS just can't go to this pharmacy, they have a pharmaceutical broker. Yeah, well, guess what, this, okay, let me see this pill here. It's a $3 pill, but we can get it to you at CVS for $2, and guess who keeps that buck? The pharmaceutical rep. So that pharmaceutical broker, every pill he gets a dollar. They make hundreds. If you got rid of them damn brokers, and you just had CVS go to the Pfizer and say, hey, we want this med, what kind of deal will you give us? It's like I've said before. When they had that tax cut that Trump did, Walmart made tons, so much money that they could have given every employee like $15 an hour wage, not even a dent in the pocketbooks. But they gave it to their stockholders, which they have the legal right to do that. I don't want the government to say, this is what Ford does with their money or what Chevy does with their money. But you know what? You have the right to say, well, I won't buy a Ford because of that, or I won't buy a Chevy because of that, or I won't go to Walmart because of that. I won't shop at Target because they're going to allow a man to go into a woman's bathroom. And I've said that to people like, no, it's transgender. So, I think I have a caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, it's not so much a question as if I may comment on what you were saying on the Joe Biden aspect. And it just seems that anytime anything on the Democrat side, as most conservatives already know, but if there are any other listeners that you have, there's a double standard. You know, they can explain that away. And how come this lady only came out after 10 years? This happened in 2009. She said she was a Bernie supporter. And all of a sudden, now that another lady had come out, and it's like, gee, gosh, this kind of reminds me of 2016 when all of these women were coming out of the woodwork with Trump, and nothing ever mounted of that. And these were women from 10 years ago and beyond. And then you had Christine Blasey Ford, who didn't say anything for 10 years and couldn't remember anything, but she knows it was Kavanaugh that had assaulted her, but there was nothing else she could remember. So, you know, this double standard, I just don't know. Obviously, it's the media. The pedal's one side, and so they have people that fall for it because they don't know anything else. Like you said, they don't do their research to see what the other side is. I'm a person that will go on Blog Talk Radio onto these other shows that are progressive and Democrat shows, and I'll go into the wolf's den because I don't want to be part of the echo chamber. And I'll participate in discussion. And sometimes they hang up on me. Sometimes they mute me. And sometimes I get actual people on their side that actually hang up because they can't deal with me. And I'm not rude or anything. I just will, you know, present the facts. So I think more people, we should engage more with people so that we can get other people to research, investigate, to learn, educate.
Yeah. And that's what I try to do. I'm like, I don't care what you believe when you listen to my program, but do your homework. If you think you can have free college, show me the math. Show me how you can pay for it. No one has been able to show me or anybody, especially, you know, like this Sean Hannity had a lady on there that said, oh, we can get free. How are you going to pay for this free college? And she couldn't explain it. And he goes, that might pay for college for like 2 years, but then what are you going to do? There's no money left.
That, and not to mention, it really devalues the diploma at graduation, you know, because there are a lot of people that don't want to go to school. Maybe they want to do a trade school, or maybe no school at all. But if the college is there and it's free, then what's the incentive to really do well?
Exactly.
There, you know, there isn't. You appreciate more when you work for things and, you know, take personal responsibility for things. I mean, so you get to go to free college, and then what? You're going to goof off? I mean, there are going to be ones that will be studying and stuff. But still, the value of that diploma isn't as valuable as if you worked for it. And what needs to happen is that these universities that have been taking advantage, these colleges have been taking advantage of the system of student loans and Pell Grants and stuff like that. That's why tuition is so high, is because if the government's willing to pay, well, then, you know, we'll just raise our prices because it's the people's money. We don't care.
Yep. And when you, and I agree, because when I, like, when I build stuff or I make stuff for me and my wife, I want to take care of it when I pay for it. I want to, you know, if someone just hands me something, I don't really care about it. But if I put my blood, sweat, and tears into buying it and making it or whatever I've done, I'm known for spending $100 to make something that I could have bought for probably $20. But when I was finished making it, I took care of it and I had pride in it. And I, you know, and if you're just given free health care or free anything, like free college, no one's going to, who do you think, if there's free health care, why do you think that doctor is going to, if he's not going to get paid as much, he's going to sit there and try to do the cheapest possible way. He's not going to care.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one or two things that could happen, I think. I think either we're going to have a lot of doctors quit as far as just close their practices, because nowadays they have a practice and they'll go to the hospital to visit their patients if that's where their patient is at. But they'll close their practices, so we'll have less doctors. Or they'll start gouging the government to pay their prices, and the government will pay it because they have to cover it now because they made it a law that they will pay for health care for everybody. So either way, we go bankrupt one way, or we just go with no doctors the other way. In my opinion, I think it could go either of those two ways. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree, because, I mean, we do sort of have a broken system. I mean, when you have CVS has to go, they don't go right to Pfizer. They have a pharmaceutical broker that, okay, we'll get you that $3 pill for $2, and then that pharmaceutical broker gets $2 every pill. Or a dollar every pill,
mm-hmm.
depending on what the deal he brokers. And they make billions. And if you can fix some of the things to the healthcare system we got, it can be a great system. We don't need to necessarily eliminate it. But I've said before that I believe that Obamacare was designed to fail on purpose, because Americans will never knowingly adopt a socialist healthcare system, a single-payer healthcare system. The only way they're going to do that is if they introduce an Obamacare that's designed to fail. So when it fails, you're going to have another system. Well, let's do the single-payer healthcare system. Well, compared to Obamacare, it's going to look like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and people are going to buy into it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to be made to pay for something that they may not use right away, especially these millennials. They're healthy. Why should they be made to pay for something that they're not going to use right away? And then you have others that will be draining the system, using it because they're elderly or maybe have a pre-existing condition or something like that. So Trump said he was going to keep the pre-existing condition. I think that Medicaid, Medicare, whatever, you know, as far as that goes, that we have that already per state. And if we're going to maintain our sovereignty, then each state needs to be responsible for their own health care programs, whether they use insurance companies or Medicare or Medicaid. And the federal government can subsidize the poor as far as the Medicaid and Medicare, you know, as far as the state goes, but the state should be solely responsible for the majority of that money because it's sovereign. It's supposed to be a sovereign state. Nobody said the federal government is responsible to pay for health care for anybody. It's not in the Constitution. That's the way it was meant to be, so that we could do our own things in our state. But I think that the hospitals should at least show the prices so that people can determine and give people choices. If they're going to give you an aspirin and charge you $50 for an aspirin, then they should offer you a generic aspirin for less money so that you can choose. Look at the board, see what it's going to cost you to do this or that, see what you need, and then you can pay for it. You have a choice. Right now, they don't. You get a bill from the insurance company saying, here you go. That's what you got to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And it's crazy when I found out that, okay, you want me to pay for a prescription? You want me to pay for like $50 for a pill that my wife has a prescription for, that I can go to our place and go in her medicine cabinet and take it out and get it to her. And that's what we know. She don't need one, and I'd go get it for her.
I'm surprised they're allowed to do that, because usually they won't let you bring any medications, even if they're prescribed.
Well, we didn't say
hospital.
Anything. They technically don't, but I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't about to have them.
I don't blame you.
But I guess, but like I've said before in my program, it all comes back to, like, Americans will never knowingly adopt a national bank. Well, I mean, they have a National Bank of England and France and Germany. We'll never adopt one, so how do they get it passed? We'll call it a Federal Reserve. And that's what they try to do in this country. They try to adopt all these. Well, they're not even going to get a single payer healthcare system, so how can we shove it down their throat? How can we? And people need to wake up and be educated and say, I don't care if you're a liberal. Look up what we're saying. You know, if you think that you should not, if you think that you should not vet people coming into this country, you should be able to, you shouldn't be able to ban. Because I've shown tons of people, well, how dare they want to ban people from this country? And I'll show them a video of Barack Obama saying that. I never knew he supported vetting. Or,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they don't, like I say, well, Hillary Clinton's always been against gay marriage. No, she hasn't. And I show her all the videos of Hillary Clinton, and they flip out because they never knew that at one time she was 100% against gay marriage. She was 100% for a wall. And
well, so
is
Obama, though, too. People didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's what I love to do to people, because even if you're against the wall 100%, just know that a lot of these politicians that are now against it were for it at one time, majorly.
Yeah, the wall that they're working on right now in California, that was already money that was set aside a long time ago when Reagan was president, but they never finished it. And so it's right now they're completing it, but there are areas that only spots had gotten built. But other than that money's been sitting there. That was been appropriated for that for years.
Yep. And that's one of the big questions I've been trying to look into, is because in 2006, when the Democrats overwhelmingly supported the border fence and voted for it, over half of that money was never... Half of that wall was never built, but that fencing was put up. None of it was ever done. They don't know where that money went.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Well, I don't know if it's still there or not, because I think that's maybe why Trump didn't ask for as much as he could have. It's not so much that he's a great negotiator or anything like that, because, well, we know he is, but that had nothing to do with it. It was mostly, I think, because there was money already set aside in the account, appropriated, that was never used, so you use that with what he's asking for, bada boom, bada bing, there you go. So,
yeah.
I don't know, that's just my opinion. So did you get the article today on the Hill? From the Hill?
No,
about
I did
Biden?
Not.
Joe Biden's 2020 Ukrainian nightmare. The closed probe is revived. I guess, apparently, his son, Hunter Biden, has had close ties with who? The Ukrainians.
Oh, wow.
And was getting money in his account. Yeah, you'll have to look it up. Put in John Solomon, Joe Biden, and it should come up. You'll be able to find it. I think your listeners might be interested in learning about what's been going on. It just cracks me up that the deeper that these investigations go, the more that the Democrats are revealed.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Well, it's because, you know, how dare Russians interfere with our election? How dare Russians interfere with our election, but illegal? So it's great. It's great, you know. I mean,
yeah.
We want all the
illegal. We've been interfering forever. Obama tried to interfere with Netanyahu's election in Israel. I mean, gee whiz, we're so innocent. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
I'm doing that right now.
John Solomon, Joe Biden, Ukraine.
John Solomon, The Hill. Let me see if I can.
Yes, it's from The Hill. John Solomon. You can just type those in. John Solomon, the Hill, Joe Biden.
Okay, the nightmare, yeah. The 2020 Ukraine nightmare. A closed probe is revealed. Oh, yeah. Yes, this is yellow hour. Wow. Yeah, that's just crazy.
It is. He actually got a Ukraine investigator fired by holding back $6 billion, or what is it, $1 billion? $6 billion,
yeah,
anyway,
$1 billion.
Their government in Haiti. $1
billion.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Gee, we never heard about that. But that was because the investigator got fired. And then the investigator that was hired to take his place was, I believe, the owner of GPS, Fusion GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Or the lawyer for them. Yeah, they're all connected. It's just very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's scary, and it's stuff that you don't really hear that this mainstream media doesn't get into, and these kids need to wake up and say, you know, do your look into this. If like I said earlier in my program, I said this last week when you had, you know, Cory Booker saying that the NRA is having all these loopholes to allow terrorists to get guns, and if I beat up my wife and I'm accused of battery, I can still get a gun through NRA loopholes. They do that because they know no one's going to look it up. They know Joe Biden knows no one's going to actually do research to find out, well, what is Trump's health care going to be? What's his plan going to be? Because I don't know. It hasn't been revealed. But supposedly he knows that Trump's health care is going to kill thousands of Americans.
Because that's all they have is the fear-mongering.
Yep, just like when they were having the presidential debate and Trump's like, well, you're going to be able to pull a baby out of the womb and kill it. Oh, that's just Republican fear-mongering. And when reporters ask, are you going to be able to yank a baby out of the womb and kill it? Yep, essentially that's what that bill is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're going to make it comfortable. Put it in a swaddle, you know, a blanket, and leave it in the room until the parents or the person that gave birth decides what they want to do with it. So basically, and then they'll revive it from there.
What is that?
I mean, I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny, but it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's scary what the liberals can say about a topic, and their followers will believe no matter what.
Well, they not only believe it, but they agree with it. That's where my fear is that they agree with it.
Yeah, that's what's scary because when I read that article, I'm like, when did Trump ever come out with his health care plan or what he wants to do for American health care plan? And if you know something I don't know it, but so magically, Joe Biden can tell you that thousands of people are going to die from a health care plan that Trump is going to introduce that has not even been introduced yet.
Right.
It makes no sense.
He can see the future. He's a fortune teller.
Well, yep. Joe Biden, give me your money then, because it's the root of all evil, and I'll burn it for you.
Uncle Touchy Feely Jerry is a fortune teller.
Yep. Yep, and then I'll sit there and I'll do some sleight of hand and put the money in my pocket and throw fake money over.
Yep.
It's scary.
Well, at least he's not like the Pope, where the Pope wasn't shaking people, letting people kiss his ring. So Joe's quite the opposite.
Yeah. It's just scary, these kids. I mean, and it's sad because that's our future, what these kids are so gullible, and they just believe anything. But then it's been a while now, but they said 75 to 80% of the college kids got their news from Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert when they were on Comedy Central. That's where they found out what was going on in the world.
Yes, that's very true. A lot of that's changing, though. Thank goodness to Turning Point USA. Just going to the different universities and educating kids. So a lot of views are changing. There's still the liberal influence from the administration of these universities. Unfortunately, their professors and whatnot, there are more that are opening their eyes. Some of them don't even care anymore because they're just exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it's just,
well, thank
it's
you for
amazing.
Taking my call. I just wanted to call
you. Oh, no problem.
You instead.
All right. Take care.
All righty, you do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But my call is so true. I mean, we're slowly getting these kids to wake up and realize what's going on. Because, I mean, they may not change their viewpoint, but if you take a liberal and you say that, okay, Hillary Clinton supported a wall, wow, wait a minute. They'll at least get them to think. They may not be, the wall might not be something that, they may always be against the wall. But at least it makes them realize that, hey, maybe they're, you know, it's like I told one of my friends, I'm like, you know, Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl. Well, what the heck's a Goldwater girl? Barry Goldwater was a person that wanted to resegregate America, you know, bring back the black bathrooms, the white bathrooms, the sitting in the back of the bus. And Hillary Clinton supported it big time. Now, I know that she was close with Robert Byrd, a high-ranking KKK member. That doesn't, you know, who cares about that? Because if it was Trump, that would be on the front. Look at this. Trump is friends with Robert Byrd. Oh, my God. How dare. I knew it was a KKK member. That would be front page news. That'd be on. It'd be all over the place. But because it's Hillary, no one cares. And I just show them this stuff because I'm not trying to change you. I'm just trying to wake you up so you can at least see that, okay, Barack Obama supported a wall. Barack Obama vetted people. So if you're against Trump doing it, I hope if you're against Obama doing it, then I can say, well, at least you're consistent. Because I had a caller call in, and I got about 10 minutes. I got about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to get into some Premier League news and stuff. But I got a buddy of mine, and I said, and a guy called in, and he's like, so what do you think about, like, you know, like, should Halliburton, if they got money from the government, give it back? If they got, special, money and all this stuff, should, like, the auto industry should bail out. It's not a conservative Republican thing. If Enron got some money from the government, it should pay it back. If Halliburton got special deals, it should give it back. If Ford and GM or whoever, Chevy, Chrysler, got money from the government, it should give it back if they borrowed it. It should be a loan. But most people don't. And he goes, well, at least you're consistent. At least you're consistent. You know, because I have people from all over the world that listen to my radio show, my blog talk show, because, you know, a lot of it is because at the end I talk about European football. And it's huge, it's global. And I always tell them that if they get on early, you know, think about where you're from. You know, we can go to H&R Block. We can go to Jackson Hewitt. We can go to TA Tax Service or Joe Mama Tax Service or Mr. Clean Tax or wherever, and you can choose. Well, at TA Tax Service, we guarantee you the lowest. If we can't meet or beat and get you the most for your tax return, we'll give you $50. In a lot of countries, the government does your taxes. The government tells you what you're going to get back, whatever. You know, we don't have that. We're a government by the people, for the people. And it's about time that the government starts realizing who they work for. You know, Trump is starting to basically prove how useless they are. You know, if the teacher goes away for something, you do some things. I do a couple things. And then the teacher comes back, look what I got done. And then the teacher goes away. When you're on a date, when you're not, if you're sick and teacher goes away and asks people to clean up the classroom for, and when she comes back, the classroom is in 10 times better condition, looks nicer, more was done. She'll say, wait a minute. I was gone less time today than I was 2 days ago when Kyle was in the classroom, and look at how much cleaner it is. What did he really do? Hmm. No, he didn't do. He probably screwed around. Darn right I did. My point is, Trump is starting to, because if he gets the wall built, what have the politicians been doing all this time? You know, I mean, think about it. If the government really cared about your health, the Republicans would have had a plan. Okay, here you go. This is our plan. It'll be better. This is a plan for Americans. This is going to work. We got facts. We got data. This will work. And we are going to be on the healthcare plan. As Republicans, we're going to adapt this healthcare plan. We're going to be on it. We're not going to exempt ourselves. Now, if it's, no, so if you think it's that bad, we're going to use it. Just like when Al Gore supposedly had a plan that would eliminate the deficit. If it would really eliminate the deficit and George Bush really cared about this country, why wouldn't Al Gore say, here's the plan that's going to eliminate the deficit. It's proven. It's factual. I've got data to back it up. Here you go. Yeah, it will. But it didn't happen because it was bullcrap. Just like global warming. Bullcrap. Well, I want to thank my caller for calling in, and thank you for tuning into the program. And you know, I've been kicked out of Hillary Clinton Facebook support group pages because they can't handle the fact that I tell it like it is because it's the truth. Because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They just want to live in their own fantasy world. I mean, like I said, when I live in Vermont, I'm like, we're at war, and I'm immediately like, you know, like a deer in headlights. I want to find out if it's real. I mean, that's one of the things that gets me so mad is all these, you know, Tommy Chong's dead, this guy's dead, that guy, all these fake things, you know? You know, and that's what's sad because these little kids are going to say, well, you know, oh, wow, we can't have Trump's healthcare plan because thousands of people are going to die, innocent people. If you ask any of them, go up to any of those liberals that support what he said. Okay, so what's Trump's plan? Well, what in Trump's plan is going to kill thousands of people? And when they can't tell you, they say, well, Trump hasn't come out with a health care plan. There's nothing been introduced that Trump's like, well, Trump hasn't introduced anything that he's waiting for Congress and Senate to pass. He hasn't. So how can he say Trump's health care is going to kill thousands of people when he doesn't know what it is? Like I said before in the program, and if my caller still listens, she'll get a kick out of this. He should have just taken Obamacare, kept it exactly the same, just changed it to Trump care, and just rearranged the pages. Nothing but rearrange the pages. Change nothing of the health care bill was wording at all. None. Just change the pages around so it looks a little differently. But if you really think about it, if you take page 500 and switch it with 200 and just move it around a little bit, it's the exact same bill. I guarantee they'd be going, well, can you believe this Trump bill that they're going to make you pay for health care? They're going to force you to have health care? That's unconstitutional. How dare Trump want to do that? How dare the congressmen and senators are going to be exempt? How can that be? They would be going ballistic over the same bill that they were all in favor of and all supportive. So, got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank my callers so much for tuning in. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. But I want to get into some Premier League action and news and what's going on and all this stuff. And as many of you may know, Ander Herrera, there's a good chance that he is going to leave and go to PSG. His contract's up. They're very interested in him. And he's a $30 million player, but since his contract's up, hey, they don't have to pay anything for him. There's no transfer fee. What gives? That's what... I mean, we lost 2-1 to the Wolves. The Wolverhampton Wanderers, they've been a going on our side, but you know what? We're going to win some. We're going to lose some. Alex Ferguson wasn't perfect. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not perfect. But the thing that scares me is come transfer window. Are we going to get anybody? Is it going to be another zero transfer window where, okay, well we're going to be, hey, we signed David De Gea. Well, he's our goalie. We should have. The problem we have is Sanchez. Is De Gea worth £500,000 a week? No. £350,000 a week is what a goalie goes for. But when you have Sanchez walking dogs, not doing a damn thing, getting £400,000+, the highest paid Premier League player, well, wait a minute. If I'm busting my butt on that pitch every game, why is he getting £400,000 walking a dog? Mm-mm. I want this much or I walk. And that's why I don't think they're signing contracts. They need to do with that. I'm the first to admit that I was so excited that we got Alexis Sanchez. The way he was good at with the Gunners. He was incredible with the Gunners. And I'm like, well, let's move forward. Let's see what happens. Well, as you know, it happened. He hadn't done anything. He's been a total flop. We need to do whatever we have to get rid of him, to get some morale back in our club. You know, but, I mean, we need to get a Dembele, a Verratti. We need to get some of these players in at United. And I don't think that's what scares me. We need to get a Sancho. We need another. Now that if Herrera goes, we need another CDM. We need a CB, a right winger, and a good CDM. We need Koulibaly, we need a Verratti, we need a Sancho, we need a Dembele, but I don't think we're going to get, I honestly think the club, the way they're, you know, okay, folks, I'm afraid they're going to be, you know, we're going to see Tony Oliveira holding up a jersey or like Jerome Boateng, you know, I mean, Tony Oliveira, yeah, a couple years ago, I'd have loved to have had him, but they're past their prime. It's like, decent, let's get some money out of them while we can. Yeah, you may say Ander Herrera is not that great of a player. And okay, I'll give you that. He's not perfect, but he's a 30-million-pound player that we're letting walk out the door if he goes. Sign a contract and then, okay, yeah, you can have him. PSG is $30 million. That's his transfer fee. But, you know, hey. You know, I mean, so many people, like my wife is even joking with me, well, oh, they lost again. Are you going to be on the all the out bandwagon? I said, no. Alex didn't win them all. He's going in the right, but we need to have a board that's going to spend money, that's going to get some players in there. Yeah, we got some youth that are developing, but they're not ready. I mean, I don't want to be an Arsenal where we're, yeah, well, we're fighting for fourth. I don't want that. We're better than that. We're one of the biggest clubs, but we have the most stingiest owners that don't want to spend 5 cents. But we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I'm not putting my faith in anything with this transfer window. We need one of the biggest. We need to get a director of football that can go out and that can. You know, this is who I demand. But all he needs to do is he needs to say, when he was offered the job, he said, yeah, well, we're going to spend some money. We're going to get some players in there. Okay. I want a Verratti. I want a Dembele. I want a Koulibaly. Those I want bare minimum. Give them a list of like four players. This is who I want. If you're not going to get me these players, and I'm going to run this club into the ground. He wouldn't do that because he cares about the club. But, you know, when you have Ole Gunnar Solskjaer that loves this club, and when, okay, here you go, we're going to get you got $100 million to spend. Okay, don't expect us to compete at Champions League level with clubs spending 400,000, you know, 400 million pounds, and we're spending like 100 million. I mean, in this last transfer window, yeah, we reassigned Anthony Martial. wow, he should have resigned. That's not adding someone to the club. That's not taking someone that's beyond their prime, that's dead weight, that's not championship club material anymore. I mean, you got to be ruthless. You got to say, okay, hey, you know, you used to be able to run a 3-minute mile. Now it takes you 15 minutes to run a mile. Sorry. You know, you're dead weight. So it's just one of those things that people out there, you know, sort of like cannabis. I mean, in Michigan, I want to get into this really quickly. In Michigan, they're wanting to say that cannabis, the CBD numbers don't matter. And they're right, because I know people that, okay, they can smoke all day long and they're not impaired. I know people that could smoke. They're a retard and you get them cannabis. Well, I mean, actually, if you take 2x squared y to the third power, and what you're going to do is you're going to take a negative ionic line and extend it. And if you stand on that line, turn around and give it to see yourself. Yeah. Like a half, I mean, you'll see yourself in the past like a half a second, but hey. But they're like a Einstein. They're like a MOMH person, but when you smoke weed, they're like Einstein. They're geniuses. And nothing against, I love autistic people. If I had a restaurant and it was mine, I would hire all those people. They're great people. The Down syndrome people, they're amazing people. Not all of them are perfect, just like not all humans are perfect, you know. But they're amazing people.
Just shoot them when they're past their prime, right? Like when he's
talking. I didn't say shoot people. That's my producer. She thinks that, okay, you should be having people at United that are like 95 years old. Okay, we're gonna get a. Why don't we get Alex Ferguson out on the pitch?
I just think there's something about
loyalty. Okay, well, I mean, trust me, if I couldn't keep up, I'd say, hey, I need to leave. I'm not good enough. We've got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. But, you know, going back to this Michigan thing really quickly, you know, because if I smoked weed right now, it could show up a week from now. How would you know when I smoke it? And how do you know that this much? Because it helps some people. So having this much in the bloodstream, it may be very beneficial to me and help me function. But you take somebody that has that same amount, and they're like... So, I mean, it just makes you wonder. I got about 60 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And my wife's losing it. I love my job. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to a conversation that I really do hope you feel a part of. And like my caller said, we're at least waking these liberals up. Even if you stay liberal, you can at least say that, wow, Hillary Clinton supported the wall one time, big time. Nancy Pelosi did support this. Now all of a sudden, why are they against it now when they were like shooting tooth and nail to get it? You know? So it's at least letting them see that there are two sides to both Democrats. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next week, good night and God bless.